Chapter 6 Dragon Fire. "Well, we could have saved ourselves the trouble," said Soro crossly once they were out in the street again. "We come to this stinking city purely to find that stuck-up rat, and what does he give us? Oh, stinking sticky bun fungus. A map. That's all. Scribbles on a bit of paper. Ha! Could have found that heavenly brim thing just by following my nose." She imitated Gilbert's voice.
"So, now we come to the matter of my fee."
"I ought to have tied that silly fat Pudge to his globe with his own tail." "Calm down, will you?" said Ben, pulling the hood up over Sorrel's ears before he led the way along the street. "It's not a bad map. There are some things your nose won't tell you."
"You don't know anything about it," muttered Sorrel, plodding crossly after him. "You humans use your noses for nothing but sneezing." For a while, the two of them walked along in silence.
"When are you going to set out again?" Ben asked at last.
"As soon as it gets dark," replied
Sorrel, almost colliding with a fat man whose dachshund was sniffing its way along the pavement. The dog raised his head in surprise when the scent of brownie reached his nostrils and tugged at his leash, yelping. Ben quickly drew Sorrel away into the nearest alleyway.
"Come on," he said. "There's not much going on here. Anyway, we're nearly back."
"Stones everywhere. Nothing but stones."
Sorrel looked uneasily up at the walls of the building.
"Make tummies rumbling louder than those machines at their engines.
I'll be glad to get out of here again."
"Must be really exciting to go on such a long journey," said Ben. Sorrel wrinkled her forehead.
"I'd rather have stayed in my cave. Much rather.
But just think of going to the..."